Zeit.
Is that what you're doing when you're addressing the nation? If you're addressing the nation, you have to before
it. To rev up your vocal cords.
Yeah, or else it's going to be a bad speech. I'm back from my holiday, bro. No near-death experiences.
Yeah.
Meh. Yeah, nothing. Hey, so here's my thing, Rowan, yeah? Here's what I have to say about Tenerife. It's not a great spot. Not my cup of tea anyways, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like party-ish, do you get me? But, so I wouldn't advise you to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I would advise you to go for one thing.
Okay.
Cheyenne Park, bro. Did you ever go?
No, never been to Tenerife.
Bro, that's Cheyenne Park, boys.
I'm surprised he hasn't come back on the Tenerife. What the locals say, bro. Tenerife.
Boys, that Cheyenne Park is one of the best buzzes I've ever had in my life. I swear to you. It's a big water park, on. You obviously know what it is.
I had a guess.
Why did you have a guess? Why did you guess that?
Because Darren Conway goes on a lot about a water park he used to go to in Tenerife when he was a kid.
Definitely that one. Boy.
When he was a kid, and there's Darren's 30 years of age.
Boys, I was like what a kid, I was like a 12-year-old.
He went to Cheyenne Park for his birthday.
Darren used to go to Laurel Park. It was the one that ended up in Blackfish for mistreating the
was NOL.
Darren Conway
was there as a kid.
Cancel him, yeah.
For being there when he was six.
For promoting animal cruelty, yeah. You ever watch Blackfish?
No, bro. I've heard about it.
It's lethal.
Brought us out on this boat, yeah. And you get food and all on it, obviously, but it's lethal. And then whales and dolphins and all on it. I was only thinking about the podcast I was. It was like, oh my God.
Content.
Jealous now.
Ah, bro, class, serious, class, big fucking dolphins in and out of the water. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Lethal looking, bro, class.
Yeah, so there you go. Any questions on?
Yeah, what would you use as currency in a post-apocalyptic world? That's from a regular contributor, Dr. Owen in Galway.
Dr. Owen's always on the ball.
It's a great question.
Yeah. To be honest, I have a controversial thing to say on.
He just points out that the game Fallout. Do you ever play the game Fallout?
No.
In that, they use bottle caps as the currency. That's a post-apocalyptic world. So that's the example he gives. You go on.
Controversial thing that I was going to say is Dr. Owen's probably better than McGinty.
That hurt. I can feel like me
chest. That felt unnecessary.
Yeah.
As of late.
Is that making you uncomfortable?
We got a couple of McGinty's.
I haven't done a McGinty in
unsettling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
can feel this in my chest. It's haunting me here.
No, don't, boys. I feel like I'm at the cheating on my board. I get it. It's bad form. But McGinty hasn't been. I haven't did a big McGinty in a while, is all I'm saying now.
You did one in the last episode.
Yeah, but he was away.
Did you? But you went away, so you broke the circuit. Like you left the immediate environment.
Dr. Owen is showing up, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, he's
a couple of man the match performances on.
Yeah. He's good. He's got good questions. Are you going to answer this one?
Sorry, can I just point out as well, there was a conspiracy that McGinty wasn't real. Yeah. And we knew a fella called Dr. Owen. So it doesn't really do us much favours with the conspiracy thing. People are going to be like, oh, that was definitely Owen sending in them questions sent to be McGinty. So now there's a new fella. What's his name? Dr. Owen, but it's definitely not that producer.
Fair point. Yeah.
Do you know what I love a conspiracy about the podcast, Alan? I've seen some crazy ones over the years, but that one is up there.
Yeah.
McGinty isn't real. It's just Alan. I loved it.
What we use for currency? In the Mad Max films, they use petrol. Yeah. You ever see Mad Max?
No.
They use petrol, yeah.
Can you give me some examples? You said bottle caps and now you're saying petrol, so now I'm mad confused.
If it's post-apocalyptic, the end of the world, money's useless. What's the point of me saying, Terence, I'll give you 50 quid for the rest of your bleeding bread and your gaff? What am I going to do with 50 quid?
It's like money. Smokes in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what Smokes in prison's a good show, yeah.
That's a great fucking show, yeah.
But it's the exact same idea. Real money has no use, so you've got to come up with a substitute for it.
Something that has value in a post-apocalyptic world.
How are you getting on there, bro?
Toothbrushes. Toothbrushes. Not a bad one. No?
Well, yeah, but is there enough toothbrushes? Everyone only needs one.
Yeah, but for 3 months.
Yeah, but say I show up and I'm like, can I buy your cow?
And like, that'll cost
my family
50 toothbrushes, pal.
Why would you give away a cow that's feeding your family to me for 50 toothbrushes so you can have 10 years worth of toothbrushes?
That's the going, right, bro? That's how much it costs.
I think you got your post-apocalyptic priorities.
See, initially I was thinking eggs.
Eggs make sense.
Eggs is a good one, isn't
makes
it?
More sense.
But the more I'm thinking about it, petrol has to be the best show. No,
we're going around on electric scooters, bro.
That's fair.
We're cycling everywhere. Smokes?
Smokes again, but you don't want to use the prison one, do you?
Salt?
Salt.
Presuming there's no refrigeration anymore, you're going to need salt to stop stuff going off. Stop your food going off.
Sure. I wouldn't give you a cow for salt. I wouldn't.
Well, you just keep your cow and
kill
the cow. And then within a few days, all the meat will be gone bad because you haven't got any salt.
Surely,
what if you give me half the cow and I'll give you some salt?
Big business there, that is. Big business. You should be in sales in this company.
Yeah.
Because I'm salt.
Yeah. What about runners? Runners might be a good one.
Only you.
Yeah. What's out, runners? I'll give it these Air Max for that cow. No, but
you could say, like, look, I'm selling me cow. I'll give you that cow for them Travis Scott. And I'd be like, you want to be giving me two cows for them Travis Scott, pal? I think that's a good deal. Do you know what I mean? We'll all be starving, but yeah, but you'd be fresh.
Everyone out here surviving. Calvin's in the corner just cleaning these runners.
That's how we survive. Any other questions?
Yeah. From McGinty.
McGinty!
I like the little rev.
McGinty!
It's like the Formula One. McGinty!
Ah, McGinty. I hope he's all right. First of all, McGinty, I hope you're doing well. I hope life is treating that man well. Do you know that?
I told you I met his son.
Just
put him in.
He just destroyed his reputation.
Put him in number two. You're still number two, McGinty.
I think he's giving him enough room to. Is McGinty like Arsenal? Does he perform at the top or does he perform when he's chasing? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Fishing boys.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
You're trying to light a fire under McGinty.
Yeah.
I'm getting to him with the question.
Did I tell you I met his son? I met McGinty's son in EP. I didn't think he was old enough to have a son. But here we go. And this here, his uncle is older than me, for fuck's sake. What's his question?
If you could only go to one concert for the rest of your life, which artist would you pick?
Oasis. Simple as. Bang, Oasis. Yeah, that's it. Hopefully.
Topical, isn't it? But it would be Oasis. Huh? When we started this podcast, Calvin asked me in one of the first few episodes, what's your favourite concert you've ever been to? And I'd only ever been to four concerts in my life. Two of them were Liam and two of them were Noel.
Yeah.
So they were the only concerts I've ever been at, and they're amazing. And I've been there now since then, loads of concerts and gigs. But I'd put Liam as the best gigs I've ever been at. I'll tell you who's a close second, boys, Jamie Webster. Big fan of him. But his gigs are mental. They're like the similar crowd to Liam's crowd. Like a mad. Do you know what's crazy? We were only talking about it as well. The difference between Liam and Noel's gigs. It's not like so much the music. They do similar songs. I know they have Oasis songs, but they have their own songs. But I mean, they'll put similar Oasis songs in. But the crowds are completely different.
Yeah.
It's so mad. Like Liam's. I've been to two of Liam's gigs and I've seen about 50 fights. I've been to three Noel gigs now and I've never seen a fight. It's like, what's going on here?
It's a mad one because, like, Oasis, it's like, this is going to be a cultural phenomenon now. Like, Oasis getting back together. Like, this is huge, yeah? And then on the flip side of that, it's the same week that Coldplay's on in Dublin. And, like, Coldplay has been the best concert I was ever at. I know you can't see Coldplay now as well. But I think I'd probably trade in the tickets now, off the bat. I'll trade in the tickets now for Oasis. And I don't know if Oasis is even going to be any good live because they're both in their 50s.
Have you been to any of their gigs?
No. So, yeah, but like together, what are they going to be like? Do you know what I mean? Like
that
unknownness there, whereas I know Coldplay is going to be sensational. Do you know what I mean? As an experience.
We've had a couple of requests for you to bunk into Oasis and live stream.
Owen, you don't understand. I've been hockey day over the last couple of days and I swear to God, it's taken all me being not to tell people to fuck off. Like, I'm afraid to put any sort of inkling out there how to bunk into somewhere because I can't trust people. I'll tell someone how to bunk into Croke Park, they'll be found floating face down in the canal and that'll be my fault. Do you know what I mean? You can't trust people. But Oasis. But there's going to be about 3 million people trying to get these tickets.
It just sounds like you're saying it's recency bias and it's topical. Yeah. But it's something that I would have said if you asked me 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I would have 100% said if you could go to any gig ever, I would have
said Oasis. I'm really sure there'd been a half this before. If you could go and see one band and we said Oasis, no?
But no, this question is if you could see one band, it's if you could go to one concert for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Slightly different.
Yeah. Well, I'm nearly sure we said Oasis on the last one. And then we kind of ruled it out because we were like, oh, they're never getting back together. Like, you know what I mean?
Next question for you from Gemma. How many owls would it take to see him one day if he'd start getting suspicious? Have we had this one before?
Yeah.
Two. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I remember this.
You may have heard this question before. I don't think we've had it on
this episode. Because I never see owls.
Owls?
Yeah.
We even have owls in this country.
Well, during the day in particular.
Do we have owls in Ireland?
Yeah, down the country.
I've never seen an owl in the world in my life. Have you ever seen an owl?
No, never.
In the zoo?
No.
Have I actually ever seen an owl? Because they're nocturnal.
What's nocturnal?
They only come out at night.
Yeah, I've never seen one owl.
Two? Because if I've seen one, I'd be like, look, there's an owl. I've never seen an owl before. Then I've seen another one, I'd be like, what's going on here?
That's the government. That's yeah. Worse.
Yeah.
That's immediately where I go down.
Even seeing one owl?
No, two owls, yeah.
Okay, so one is okay.
One is like, ooh, yeah, like, that's the maddest owl, thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and then you see another
and
one, you're
two
like...
And was like, right, Micheál Martin's up to something.
Yeah. He said you sound like an owl.
Who did?
Oh, he did.
You're waiting to meet you. You're fucking idiot.
Just off the bat here, I haven't been able to find... All right,
and over here juggling cups like he's in the circus.
I can't find in exact information, but there definitely are owls in this country.
Have you ever seen an owl?
Don't think so.
This is the Mandela effect. There's not owls in Ireland. There's not. You can't even find confirmation on the Google machine there that there's owls.
I can. It confirms that there are owls in Ireland. I just haven't seen them.
I've never seen an owl in my life.
Yeah, but you spent most of your life in Dublin. One.
I'm a well-travelled jumbler now. Terry, tell him.
In fairness, he's a cultured owl, young fella.
Not within...
Spent all last weekend in Wexico, didn't I? Down the sunny southeast I was.
I think any reasonable person understands the point I'm making.
Oh, 100%. Imagine an owl in the flats. Like, imagine you're in the flats, chilling on the middle block and an owl just flies in. You'd lose your blade, man.
I'm losing my marbles because you know the way the Late Late Show has the owl? And that's the only thing I'm thinking of in my head is like, yeah, I've definitely seen an owl. I'm like... Have you only ever seen the Late Late Show owl? When have I ever seen an owl? Have you ever seen an owl, Owen? I've never seen an owl in my life. Because you can't say, oh, they're in the zoo. They only come out at night. What are they doing in the zoo then? They won't be in there during the day. They'd be hidden away.
They should have a nighttime zoo.
The barn owl is mostly in central and southern Ireland. Barn owls, they have a loud shriek. That'll freak you out now, wouldn't it?
I've never seen an owl. Can people send in pictures of owls?
Do you know what they had in Tenerife, Colin? Went down to book the jet skis, yeah? And they said, do you know what else we have there? We have submarines.
Fuck off.
He said, I know my history, pal.
You know my history? Last year.
You standing up there with PlayStation controller sending me down there. No.
It's not happening.
Okay, yeah. Well.
You haven't got the controller charged.
Research, like, you're not selling the submarine to anyone.
And did you see it?
No, we didn't.
No, I didn't know what size it was.
Oh, man. Give me a jet ski. I'm not getting in your submarine. You're mad thing, yeah. And someone tells you, yes, they go, oh, we've submarines also, do you? Yeah, I'll punch your head in. Give me his yes, gay. You mad thing.
Owls, there's no owls in Ireland. There's one for you. I'm going to go out as far as saying that's a fact. There's no owls in Ireland.
Well, you're wrong. You're wrong here because I'm on Birdwatch Ireland. Right.
Well, you're wrong here.
You're the one who put it in doubt from the start, down. No, not from what I can see. You were like, not from what I can find here or whatever. And I was like,
there are recorded breeding pairs in Dublin. And there's many more around.
Where in Dublin? You're going on as if they have a bleeding, that they're getting hap and that they're moving into the bleeding some apartments on Gardiner Street the way you're going on. There's recordings of a breeding pair.
Call Birdwatch Ireland there and ask them. So, there you go.
Yeah.
We can't. No, we're talking about animals anyway. We do too much animal talk.
Oh, hold on for a minute, Owen.
Yeah.
You're fucking dead right, we do. And you fucking
instigate it all the time.
Crows this, crows that.
I haven't mentioned crows in
two episodes.
No, but you know what the issue is, Owen?
Two episodes, Owen.
Here's what my issue is. I have constantly ran the people sending me crow facts.
Well, why don't you pass them on? Why are you keeping such a big secret all the time?
You're saying no animal talk.
I didn't put a ban on animal talk between us.
All animal talk except for crows.
He's snapping, he's going to get a sleeve in for keeping all the facts.
Yeah. Look at state secrets over there.
I'm not even allowed to talk about deep blue sea anymore.
I know. I've had voice messages saying, tell that Yumpley you want to show up talking about that film or not.
No, I got a few dodgy messages as well, boys. I was like, boys,
we got an email off your uncle, you head case.
Yeah, he was like, are you for real?
Making a show of the family. That crow fact about them cleaning up the cigarette butts was good, boys. Yep. Don't see why like you don't just invest in that.
What happened?
Explain that one.
So there was a theme park in
Hold on for a minute. 30 seconds ago, no more animal talk. A crow comes up. Go on, explain that there, pal.
Walk away there, pal. You're holding up your mic.
The floor is yours.
Yeah. There's a theme park in France. They trained crows to pick up cigarette butts and put them in like this box. And when you put a cigarette butt in, food will come out. So that's how they got them to do that. Why don't Dublin City Council do that with seagulls? Get them to like sweep the streets or something.
Seagulls aren't as intelligent as crows.
You'd know. If you can train them, surely you can train seagulls to do something, contribute something to society. They're fucking everywhere, just tearing the bins apart, don't
you? Know, I ban animal talk, and then you do something like ask me, can a seagull be trained? And I can't.
Can't help yourself.
Can't resist it.
Yeah, I don't see why we don't invest in that one, because what do we have a lot of? Seagulls. And what else do we have a lot of? Litter. So why don't we just fucking train the seagulls to pick up the litter? Boom. Do you know what I mean? There's some animals in society that like people hate and people like. Like people don't like killing spiders. I mean, they'll pick a spider up and they'll put it outside or whatever. When you see a fly, all bets are off. People will be shadow boxing. Do you know what I mean? Throwing fucking slippers at the windows and all. You're smashing up your own gap trying to kill a fly. What?
Right, another question from McGinty.
McGinty! Just say his now own ducks when they do that. And the headphones come straight off the head. He's like, oh!
If you're put on a desert island for the rest of your life and you are allowed to see 4 different living people for 1 hour per month, but it's the same people for the rest of your life, so you get one person a week each month, who are you picking?
Is there a way off the island?
No.
No, because
so you're bringing in like an engineer, a survival expert.
Exactly what I thought, yeah. Yeah. Because that's what you'd do, wouldn't it? If there was a possibility, you'd bring in 4 educated people.
Just imagine like bringing an engineer in, he gives you a lowdown for an hour, and I'd be like, wait, what did he say? To wait a whole month? Yeah. And then you're like, remember that last time you said this? What was that? And you're wasting your time then with your next hour.
Yeah. Would you pick 4 loved ones?
You have to pick a female.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Mrs. Lee.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Tell us how you really fit. Just say you don't love her.
Whoa.
Calvin picks Mia Khalifa. She just ignores him for the hour every month. She's just guaranteed sex.
Maybe next month. Maybe next month I'll say hello.
Panicking when she gets there.
And then I'll bring him one of your mates in for the next one. And then be like, did you make the move? I'm like, no, mate, it was fucking, wasn't the right time. It was awkward. It was too hot. It was too windy.
I don't know, man.
That is a... McGinty just hit you with questions you're not ready for.
Yeah.
Can you not just be like, who would you rather, Noel or Liam Gallagher? And you'd be like, oh, Liam, thanks. Next question, McGinty. When did we get McGinty in?
That's a good question.
I pick me daughter. I pick me board. Does your dog count as a person? I feel like an hour a month with your dog is a perfect amount of time.
Your dog? No, your dog does not count as a person.
Sorry, Terry. I asked her for Terry.
We could probably just have the dog there with us anyways then. That's not a person.
You're not going together.
I'm going to meow.
Yeah, so if you want to see him, you got to pick him. I'll give him a slot.
I don't agree to the terms.
To the terms.
Just not going to the island.
Just not getting on the plane. Yeah. Do you ever see Castaway?
No. Is that an island as well?
Yeah.
Don't know. Because like, I can't pick Jer and not Gav. And I can't pick Gav and not Jer.
Why don't you pick the two of them then?
No, I'm not wasting 2 spots on them. I'd flip a coin.
You have 4 people to pick.
Yeah, bro.
You don't even like 4 people.
Yeah, you need comedic value on the island. Willie White's won. Willie White's coming over. Jer or Gav. We're flipping a coin.
Half an hour each.
Yeah.
Alternating months.
Yeah.
Like a custody battle. Alternating months.
Like, you've 3 slots wasted on. Well, not wasted, but I just mean...
My immediate family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
off the bat, like.
And then Damien Duff.
And then, yeah, how we doing? Yeah. He's like, I'm managing Salzburg since 5 years ago. Oh, time goes so quick in the island. Because you need a bit of comedy on the island as well, don't you? Oh, like once a month you need a laugh. You're not laughing on the regular over there, you know. So you don't need to bring like a Willie Boy, a Kevin. You can bring anyone, can't you? Anyone that's alive.
Yeah.
So you just bring a top comedian over, and then three sentimental ones, and now probably a therapist.
That's not a bad shout, yeah.
A comedian, yeah, a therapist. One family member makes the island. One of them.
And then who's for it?
Down now. Undone.
Right. Jordan from Sheriffer.
Good up!
I know Jordan from Sheriffer. I know a Jordan from Sheriffer.
Do you think there's more eyes or legs in the world? Taking into consideration that some animals have four legs, fish have two eyes but no legs, some insects have countless amounts of legs, and so on.
Yeah, but then you have them centipedes.
You do?
They have two eyes and like 100 legs.
Yep.
How many of them is there? Then you have dogs. They have two eyes and four legs. Do you know what I mean? There's definitely more legs than eyes.
Is there any animals with more eyes than legs?
Fish.
A fly.
Snakes.
How many fish are in the world, bro?
Snakes as well.
Why are we talking about animals again? What's wrong with me?
You fucking said it. You brought this up. Are you on the wind-up, are you? That's like saying to somebody, we need to lay off the drink. I'll see you in the pub on Saturday. And then be like, why are we drinking? You wanted to meet here.
You're at the lowest down.
Forget
habit.
It. I am. Forget
it. No, not forget it. No, I want people to witness the downfall.
The answer is legs. The answer is legs. There. Right, the answer is legs.
And you know what? We actually agree with you. We think it is legs as well.
We think it's always.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
Would you look it up?
Right, Sarah says. You probably...
There's an online database. How many arms are there in the world? And then it comes back with a number.
You don't know how many fish there are out there, bro. The bottom of the ocean and all.
There is an extremely, extremely in-depth answer on Reddit.
Someone, Reddit.
The person who wrote it says they spent 8 hours on it, and from me looking through it here, I'm thinking this looks pretty solid.
Person's too much time on the hand.
They say there are roughly 5 times as many legs than eyes.
Yeah, we don't believe it, but come on. Sarah.
Next question.
Sarah. Probably had this one. Have you had it in the podcast? If you could know one of your life stats, what would it be?
Oh, I love that. I love that.
The example she gives is how many times you've been told "I love you" from your child or loved one, or just overall, or how many times you had a near death experience and you didn't know. Did we have? Is that what we had?
That's the one we had. And then we went down kind of a little tangent of like the simpler ones. How many steps did they have?
Do you remember Grand Theft Auto? You used to be able to like pause it and go through all your stats. And I was like, cars robbed. The amount of stars you racked up and all, it was deadly.
Yeah.
Like, I hope when you do, you get that. You'd be like, yeah, here's how many times that you're bleeding. You bought a chicken fillet roll, and here's how many times you got a plain, here's how many times you got a spicy. And you'd be like, that is lethal. What do I want to know? Yeah. All I want to know is how many times, how many stairs I've went up, yeah? Is it enough to equal to get to the mountain?
That's a fucking good show.
Think about that, Owen. Owen's looking up in the database now. Look her up.
How high are stairs?
How high are stairs?
What's your average flight of stairs?
8 to 10.
Well, we say 10 metres. Let's be generous.
10 metres?
Yeah, because you go up one story, give or take.
No, it's not 10 metres.
No, about 1 metre.
No, 5 metres. No, 5 metres then. Because you go up and then up. That usually brings up one story. And the story's usually 10 metres.
No, but one flight is 8 to 10 steps. That's about 1.5 metres.
So how many flights of stairs are you going up every day?
No, it'd be 2.5 metres. Or 5 metres.
What, a metre a step?
No, the full
set of stairs.
Flight of stairs flight that of you're stairs. Going up.
Oh yeah, so it's probably all equal. Wait. One yoke of 8 to 10 steps is about a metre. A metre and a half, I'd say.
But no, because usually you go up one of them and then you come around and you go up again.
Yeah, so
they go up one floor. Yeah. And to go from the bottom floor to the first floor is usually about 10 metres in the difference. So to go up 10 metres. You'd have to go up to 2 of them, so that's usually 5 metres, no?
No, it wouldn't be. No, not for one flight of stairs isn't 5 metres. Not even close. I'd say it's half of that. I'd say it's probably 2.5.
Terrence, a metre is that height?
Yeah.
You're not going up that height, you're going up higher.
No, but bro, you need to remember. If you go down a flight of stairs and you have a meter stick and you put it down on a flight of stairs, there's no way. It's
sit quiet. Down at the microphone.
Do you get me? Like, think about the angle as well.
We're going, no, I'm not going out the length. I'm talking about the height you go up.
Yeah, you're probably going up 15 metres.
No, you're probably going 5 metres.
Sit down, will you?
You can't hear it on the mic.
You're probably going up 15, but if you're... I'm talking about, like...
The length of
a flight of stairs is probably a metre and a half. 2.
Yeah, max. About 2 metres, yeah.
Do you get me? So that's 2 metres, then 2 metres. You'd measure it by that.
He's on about the actual length of the staircase.
How far your feet have to travel, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'm on about the amount of distance you're going up.
No. So say you go from downstairs in your house to upstairs in your house.
Yeah.
How many steps are you putting on the step counter?
Yeah.
How often do you go up a flight of stairs?
Me, loads of times a day. I do, because I get down for the smoke going, do you get me?
That's true.
Bring the dog out to go to the toilet and all, so I'm up
sometimes
and downstairs.
Sometimes he needs to go to the toilet, so he has to go downstairs and piss at the front door.
Yeah.
Go back up.
Anyway, the distance to the moon is 384,400 kilometres, right?
Right.
And if you live in 90 years, there are 32,872 days.
Right.
You'd want to live to a fairly healthy age. Then you divide 384,000 kilometres.
Yeah.
You divide that by...
the amount of days you live, and that's how many times...
the amount of days you live. No, I don't think you're making it.
Yeah,
you're not getting to the moon.
What if you blast them out in a week and then that's you by the year? I don't fucking know.
That's the end of Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions you have to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Put a zinger in. Dr. Owen or McGinty, let us know.
Boom. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the ground. Tell your body your pain. Walk it hard and long. When you feel it down. The Hypnogger.